Welcome to the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on the 18th day of the month of Sivan. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors, whose names you can view prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, and we always appreciate that, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for Thursday's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to introduce Rabbi Andrew Rosenblatt Mor D'Astra of the Congregation Shaaret Tzedek in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Rosenblatt reciting three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed, and Rabbi Rosenblatt will conclude with the Mishaberach, the Cholim, and the Achenim. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Rosenblatt.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. I also want to thank the OU for all of its great leadership in terms of advising communities, helping to keep us safe. And I also want to thank your colleague, Rabbi Posey, who also helped to coordinate this. And most especially, I want to thank all those who are on the line who participate in this and really keep the spiritual backbone of our communities going, even as many of us are still without minyanim and davening at a distance. I wanted to focus on one line in the first chapter of the Tehillim, the first chapter of the Psalms that we're going to recite. It's verse 8 in chapter 20, and it says, Eile v'arechev ve'eile v'susim v'anachnu v'shem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir. It translates to, some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we remember the name of Hashem, our God. Now, this line, in a way, often troubled me. What is the mention of a name compared to horses and chariots, which were essentially the tanks and the air force of the days of Tanakh? And I think there are two different schools of thought that can be applied to this particular verse. One is the majority of the Rishonim, of the commentators. Rashi, for example, says, this means, what are horses and chariots compared to the Almighty? The Melech Machay HaMlachim, the King of Kings, the creator of the universe, the Hashem who has the keys to all the forces of nature, there are no weapons that can stand up to God. And we trust in our prayers, we trust in Hashem. But as many verses in Tanakh, there is often both a spiritual level of understanding and then also, we'll call it perhaps the practical wisdom level. And where the practical wisdom comes in, I think that there is much to recommend this particular pasuk. And perhaps that is an interpretation that the Radak places here. The Radak says that what that means is that with our feet, we will be able to chase away the soldiers of other nations. Now, again, that stretches the imagination. How do simple feet defeat soldiers? And here I just want to bring us a little bit to current events. The country is, and really the entire continent, if not the world, is currently thinking about policing and protest. And I want to declare I'm not taking any political positions here, but simply reflecting on what this moment might teach us about this sentence. And there's a researcher at Harvard, Erica Chenworth, who looks at protest movements. And she said that nonviolent movements are twice as likely to succeed as violent ones. One example would be the Marcos regime falling after only several days of protest. Edward Shevardnadze in Georgia is another example. But the idea that when you have the will of the people, that you can overcome even those forces that may control the military, those they may control the police force. There is a concept that the will of the people is an enormously powerful concept. And if you think about it, what has the most staying power in terms of its influence? Is it those who wield the sword, the shield, the military? These are not really long-term influencers. You can dominate any moment with those, But long-term influencers, that's not the case. And just to look at that from our own history, you know, when David HaMelech put this down, he had in mind the forces that were operating in his day, and then maybe some slightly after. I'll just list them. Mitzrayim, Egypt, Aram, the Arameans, Ashur, the Assyrians, Babel, the Babylonians, Paras, the Persians, the Greeks, Yavan, Rome, empire after empire. They all had sword, they all had shield, they all could have overwhelmed the Jewish people at any moment with a flash of rage, at least on the physical level. But this idea of Anachnu v'shem Hashem Elokeinu Nazkir, for 3,500 years, the power of our faith in Hashem, the fear that we have, or I should say that the awe that we have with Hashem, the power of the idea, the power of the faith, the power of consensus, the power of influence, that has so much more durability than the chariot or the horse. And you see this throughout Tanakh. The Sefer Devarim tells the king, Lo yar belo susim, don't build a large army. Don't have many horses. Yishayahu says, beat your swords into plowshares. This idea, and David HaMelech himself, after capturing many horses, he hamstrung them because he knew the real lasting influence of the Jewish people is not through sword or shield. And that for us to remember that the worst way to influence a community is with guns, force, or any kind of physical means. The real way to influence a community is with a sense of faith, with a sense of consensus, with the power of ideas and the power of virtues that can be universally adopted. So with that message, I'd like to turn to the Tehillim. We're going to first recite Tehillim chapter 20. L'menatzeach mizmor leDavid, yanach Adonai b'yom tzara, yisagevcha shein Elohei Yaakov, yishlach esrecha mikodesh, umitzion yisadeka, yizkor kol minchotecha, b'olatecha yedash lesela. Yitein lecha ki levavecha, v'chol atzatecha yimalei, niranena b'yishuatecha, uv'sheim Eloheinu nidgol, yimalei Adonai kol mish'alotecha, ata yadati ki hoshia Adonai meshichohu, Ya'anehu mishmei kacho, bigvurot yesha yimino, eile varechev, ve'eile basusin, vanachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir, heima kar'u v'nafalu, va'anachnu kamnu v'nitodad, Adonai hoshia, HaMelech Ya'aneinu B'yom Kareinu. Now turning to Tehillim Chaf Zayin, 27. LeDavid Adonai Ori V'shin Mi'ira, Adonai Ma'oz Chayai Mimi Echad, בקרוב עליי מרעים, לחום את בשרי, צריי ואויביי לי, הימה כשלו ונפלו, אם תחנה עליי מחנה, לא יירב ליבי, אם תקום עליי מלחמה, בזוות אני בוטח, אחת שאלתי מאת אדוני, אותה אבקש, שבתי בבית אדוני, כל ימי חיי, לחזות בנועם אדוני, ולבקר בהיכלו, Kitzbaneini Bisuko Biom Ra Yasti Raini Bisaiter Ohalo Bitsur Yaramaini Bata Yaru Roshi Aloy Vais Vivotai Ez Bechod Ohalo Divchei Trua Ashira la Ashira the Azamara la Donai Shema Adonai Koliakra Vichaneini Vaneini Lecha Amalibi Pakshupanai Et Panecha Adonai Avakesh Atasder Panecha Mineni Ata Be'av Abdecha Ezrati Hayita אל תצייני ואל תעזייני אלוהי אישי, כי אבי ואימי עזבוני, ואדוני יעשבני, הורייני אדוני דרכך, ונחייני באורך מישור, למען שוררי, אל תתנני בנפש צרי, כי כמובי עדי שקר בפייח חמאס, נולי האמנתי לראות בטוב אדוני בארץ חיים, קווה אל אדוני חזק ועמק ליבך, וקווה אל אדוני. We now turn to our last chapter of the Tehillim, chapter Kuf Lamed, 130. Shir ha-ma'alot mi-ma-ma-ki-im k'ratich Adonai Adonai shim'a b'koli T'yenoz necha k'ashuvot l'kol t'achnonai Im avonot t'ishmar yah Adonai mi-amot Ki imcha ha-salicha l'ma'an t'ivarei Kiviti Adonai kiveta nafshi, v'lidvaro hochalti. Nafshi Adonai mi shomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachez Yisrael el Adonai, kim Adonai yachez edvar b'imo ufedot. V'hu yivdet Yisrael mikol avonotav. Now say the Mishna Berach for Cholin. משברך אבותינו אברהם יצחק ויעקב משה אהרן דבי שלמה יברך וירפא את החולים. ואת כל אלה שנפגעו בווירוס קורונה בעבור שאנו מתפללים בעבורם בזכר זה הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם להחלימם רבותם להסיקם להחיותם וישלח להם מהירות ורפואה שלמה לשבועיים לכל אברהם ולכל גדיהם בתוך שאר חולי ישראל. שבועת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, השתה בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. Now conclude with the אחינו prayer. אחינו כל בית ישראל, הנתונים בצרה ובשביה, העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם ויוציאם מצרה לרווחה, ומאפלה לאורה, משעבוד לגולה, השתה לללה בזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Rosenblatt. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered with tova. And may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Thursday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Words of Inspiration from Rabbi Ilan Soniker, Congregation Anshei Shalom in West Hempstead, New York. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, safe, and healthy day.